around, and Professor Queen Kate is over here, and you can sit with her because our first baptism is Noah Apple, and we'd like you guys to celebrate with him. So if the elementary kids want to find their way around here, that'd be awesome. If you're new to our church, just want to thank you so much for coming. I know maybe several of you are here for the baptisms. Just come on through. I don't mind. Hey, babe. Just carry on. I'm not here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Like Brandon said, this is our third anniversary, so we are now fully in the toddler years. We were through the terrible twos. Now we are in the three-year age, which may be one of the harder years if any of you have parented before. But we're excited about what God's been doing in our community and in and through us, and so we're just excited to see where this continues to go, where he takes us. We are celebrating with cupcakes afterwards, so you're welcome to do that. Just a disclaimer in case you come next week. Like, we don't do this every week, although I think we should, because cupcake consumption is one of our core values. But you can please join us and hang out for a little while afterwards. So before we go into the baptism, I just wanted to take a minute or two or five or 30, let's be honest, I'm a pastor, to talk about baptism and why we do it. Like, why would someone want to stand up and share their life in front of a bunch of people and then get into a feeding trough and be dunked by an awkward guy like myself? Like, that's everybody's dream, right? Like, growing up, like, geez, someday I hope I can stand in front of a lot of people and share my story with them and then get wet in front of them as well. So why do we do this? Like, why is this such a significant thing? Because it's absolutely powerful and it's so meaning. And so baptism, just briefly, is this outward symbol of our commitment to follow Christ. And so one of the reasons we do it publicly and the reason we do it on a Sunday morning is because this testimony, this opportunity for those that are being baptized to share with all of you their commitment to follow Christ is extremely important. So this is one of the reasons we don't do this kind of in private at my house or something like that, but that it's really valuable for us to all share in this together. And it's not just them, but it's us as a body then gathering around them and supporting them. We're not on this journey on our own, but it's us as a corporate body, the body of Christ, then walking with them and serving them and loving them. And so it's just a way for us to say, I'm God's now. I'm going to live for God. And yeah, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be mistakes, but I'm going to live my life for the Lord. That's going to be the trajectory that I'm taking. And so I want to read the other reason that we do it in water that's really significant. One is that there's the going underwater is representing us sharing in the death of Christ and dying to our sins. And I'm going to read a passage that talks a little bit about that in Romans. And so as we go under the water, as you watch them, just think about kind of the death, the sin, kind of just going away and being washed away by the water as they go under. Now, the other cool thing about baptism, we don't just leave them under the water. That would be really weird. So we pull them out of the water, and the reason they come up out of the water, it represents, it's symbolic of then the resurrection with Christ and the resurrection that we share with Christ as we get to spend eternity with him and live with him. Hey, forever. And then the water is just like you would take a bath when you're dirty. It's like this cleansing. It's symbolic of the cleansing, of the spiritual cleansing that God has already done in the lives of those who are sharing. And so that's one of the reasons water baptism is so significant. So I want to read just this passage from Romans 6 and just think about those themes as I read this. So what shall we say then? This is Paul writing to the Roman church. Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. So now if we have died to Christ, we believe that we also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and then alive in God, alive to God in Christ Jesus. And so baptism is just symbolizing these themes. And it also shows that we're a new creation, that as we come up the out of the water, it's like it's a symbolic representation that we're different, that we're new, that what Christ has done, he's given us a new life that we can live with him. And so that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any was in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. And so this statement of baptism, what you're going to see this morning, is incredibly significant to us in our faith and our journey, not just for those being baptized, but for all of us as we join in that together. And we're told by Jesus before he leaves this earth and ascends back to heaven that we're told to go into all the world to make disciples and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so every baptism that we see in the New Testament is done by a believer, and it's done through immersion. So this is why we believe this is a significant thing for us to do as well. Now, one thing that might be different if you've been to some other denomination or other churches, oftentimes churches will baptize one time backwards, and then they'll bring them back up. And that symbolizes the same thing I was talking about, the death, the resurrection. We do it a little bit differently, same meaning, just different form. I was baptized backwards. It all takes. It's all good. Like, there's no controversy here. It's just we just do a different meaning. We baptize three times forward, and the significance of that is for the Trinity, the Father, God, the Son, Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit. And the reason we have them bow for, or go forward is just to represent humility, and just almost like you're bowing down before God. And so that's just the symbolism of why we do that here. So I want to invite Noah Apple to come on up. He's going to be our first baptism this morning. And if you want to play Noah's baptism video, and while that's playing, if his family and some friends want to gather around, that would be great. Up here.
Hi, my name is Noah Apple. I'm 10 years old, and these are the people in my family. My dad, Brandon, my mom, Carla, my little sister, Olivia, who's 7 years old, my little brother, Levi, who we call him Chubby Bubby, who's 4 years old.
Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be my...
Some of the things I like to do are play sports like basketball, baseball, football, anything that includes a ball. And I also like to play with my cousins, go to Penn State games, and chase toddlers around.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living.
About 2 years ago, I accepted Jesus into my heart when I was about 8 years old. And one evening night, my family asked if anyone wanted to accept Jesus into my heart. And I said, yes, and that was just really awesome for me to get that feeling into my heart.
Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your hurt, bring your...
A few things that I really love about God is that he's always with me. And last year, towards the end of the school year, I was having some negative thoughts. And it really felt like he was with me. And it just made me feel really good inside. And me and my family prayed, and it stopped. And it stopped in a little bit. And it just felt like he was really with me. One of the Bible verses that helped me get through my hard time last year was Psalm 23. Here's the verse that I read. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to be baptized because it shows a symbol that God is with me no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, and I will always dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my Mimi and Pop, and my Nana for praying for me whenever I'm in a tough situation or having negative thoughts. And, yeah. Let's do this.
Do you need your puddle jumper? You good to go? Good job. It's awesome to see you give testimony from the baseball field, which is such an important place for you. It's really cool to see that. And I've also invited Brandon, Noah's father, to baptize the second time we do, because especially for children as they're growing up, the parents play such an influential role in their faith and their development as they grow in their faith. And so I just wanted him to be a part of this as well. So, Noah, based on your confession of faith, your testimony, I'm so proud of you, and I'm excited to be able to baptize you this morning in the name of the Father.
In the name of the Son.
And then in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can just stay there for now. And Brandon is going to pray for Noah.
Father, I just thank you so much for Noah, God, just the awesome boy and man that you've given us, God, and just the wonderful honor it is to be his father and to be his family. God, I just thank you for the work that you've already done in his life, God. I thank you for the commitment that he's made to you. And I pray that he would dwell in your house forever, God, that you would just speak to him clearly, God, that he would just learn to know the gentle whispers of your voice, God, and that he would just have the strength and the courage to be obedient to your calling in his life, God. And I just pray, Lord, that every day, Lord, that he would continue to walk out his unique calling in the unique way that you've called him to do that, God, and just with his personality and just the connections that he's made and the connections that he will make, God, that many people will come to know you through Noah's life. Thank you again for his life, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Noah. Kids, you can head off to your classroom as well. Thanks for joining us for that. Our next baptism, I'm going to have Ashley Ocam come on up. She's going to share her testimony with us this morning.
You can take that. Thank you. This is worse than I thought. Hi. I don't feel like I should be on blood pressure medicine, but it might be a good idea, like right about now.
Do we have a doctor in the house?
I am a doctor.
All right.
I was told there's cupcakes though, and that I got two, right?
Yeah, two. You can have two.
Well, good.
Okay. Whatever it takes.
Good. So Chad had asked me a couple questions. He said, "Well, why do you want to be baptized?" And I personally need to renew my commitment to live for God and follow through with what he asks us to do when he's faithful. I'm shaking.
Yeah, it's all right. I do too. Okay. I look over everybody. And then you know,
oh, right,
it looks
okay.
Like you're looking at them, but you're not.
Right. Good, thanks. So I've grown up in a Christian home. I went to a Christian college. I went to a Christian grad school. But recently I felt like God has been more or less absent in my life. I've assumed he was there, but I've really only caught glimpses of him. And I've had a good experience with youth groups in my childhood, church and everything. And so when my Catholic friends were getting confirmation class at age 12, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Like, I could do that. I'm going to do that. So I did. But I was really too young to understand the sacrifices that God had made for me then, and I hadn't journeyed through my faith far enough to make the commitment that I'm making today. And about age 15, God took my mom. took my mom from us. And he gave her angel wings, which is fantastic. But it was just me and Dad. So I don't know how we made it through that first year, other than we were both carried by him. I remember eating a lot of hot dogs. We ate a lot of hot dogs. I don't like hot dogs. But I can't really say what my relationship with God was like then, other than it continued, even though I didn't really pursue him, because he led me to Messiah, and I had big plans, guys. Like, I was going to Wilkes. I wasn't going to Messiah. Like, I was gonna, I wanted to go far away from home. I wanted to see the lights. I wanted to go someplace new. Instead, I ended up 7 miles from home. But have you been to Wilkes-Barre? Like, anybody? What was I thinking? Like, what? Wilkes-Barre? Okay. Anyway, so by no choice of my own, I ended up in my backyard. Finished my degree there. Went on to Azusa Pacific University. Again, no choice of my own. Absolutely not. I wanted to go to Thomas Jefferson. I wanted to go to Philly. I wanted to see the lights. I wanted to eat the cheesesteaks. And I ended up in Los Angeles with taco trucks. You know, you can debate which one is better, but it's not what I wanted. Can you see a pattern at this point? Like, none of my choices did I actually get. Not a single one of them. Thank you, Jesus. So, again, by no choice of my own, by no singular effort of mine, I was led to a job at a company I coveted. I was blessed with the finances to become a homeowner. I got a roommate. He's occasionally irritable and hungry, but generally 20 pounds of happy fur. He goes by Pumpkin. So despite all those great things, I've recently been overwhelmed with pain of missing my mom. I wish I could talk to her every day. I forget how she laughed. I forget if I told her I loved her the last time I saw her. And I've become angry and depressed that God hasn't blessed me with more contentment and accomplishment in my job. Feeling like I'm missing out when I see my friends start families of their own. And I'm just at home, killing it, eating donuts with the cat. You can laugh, it's all right. But the reality of choosing to sacrifice the one thing that's bigger, the one person whose love is stronger, the singular man that can negate all the hurt I feel, was the worst choice I've made. And he let me do it. So about a month ago, Ann and I were talking, walked into a concert. I said, "Hey, Ann, what are you doing this weekend?" Like, just, you know, by passing. She's like, "Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to baptism class on Saturday." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good idea. Like, I should do that." I didn't say that. Like, that was not a choice of my own. I would never volunteer to do it. Why would I do that? Like, one, I'd have to email Chad and tell him I was coming.
It's scary.
I know. My gosh. I'd have to get up early on Saturday morning to go to Chad's house. I'd have to talk in front of all you people. You're doing a great job smiling and laughing. But then, most importantly, I'd actually have to follow through on this commitment for the rest of my life. And by no choice of my own, partially due to Anne, I'm in front of you here. So right now I'm confessing that I'm to blame for not growing in my faith. I'm guilty of not choosing to follow him. I'm the reason I've suffered these past few years. And despite not recently feeling him as I would have wished, I'm reminded of my favorite Bible verse, which is Hebrews 11:1. Faith is assurance of things hoped for and conviction of things not seen. So getting baptized today is my choice. It's me recognizing my sins and making an effort to start again. I won't say that I won't need your help in the future. I'm not going to stop missing her. But he's led me to the cross and this tub of water.
Amen. Thank you, Ashley. Great job. Some Ashley's friends want to come on up and gather around her. That'd be awesome. And he's praying for you. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Ashley, thank you so much for your testimony. Thank you for being vulnerable in front of us. It's a powerful, powerful testimony, encouragement for all of us today. And so based on that confession of faith, I'm really excited and privileged to be able to baptize you this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Kelly Cutting, a friend of Ashley's, gonna pray for her now.
Father, thank you so much for Ashley's heart. Thank you for her obedience today, for saying, I'm going to do uncomfortable things, and I'm going to follow you for real. So, Father, you heard her heart today, that this is it. There's no turning back. She's running toward you full force. So, Father, we ask that you meet her today. You are so faithful, God. We ask you to show her your faithfulness and be with her and guide her. Father, thank you for the powerful spirit that you have put inside of Ashley. Thank you, God, for the so many people that are going to be transformed from meeting her, from that fire that's inside of her that comes out. I thank you, God, for my sister who's going to do amazing things with your help. And we ask, Lord, that today you would just let her feel that very tangible hug from you, that you love her, that you know her, that you see her. Thank you, Father, for this amazing lady and her obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our next baptism is Anne, referenced in Ashley's testimony. So if you want to play her video, that'd be great.
Hey, guys. So Chad asked me to talk about a difficult time in my life that God helped me through. And I struggled to think of a time, not because God wasn't there, but because I didn't recognize him as being a part of my life. I didn't spend time talking to God. I didn't pray to him. And I didn't go to church for a really long time. Both my parents grew up in very strict religious families, and by the time I was 5, my parents got a divorce. After the divorce, my mom stepped away from church and from God, but she did drop my sisters and I off at my aunt's church on most Sundays. So I grew up going to church, and I did accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, but going to church for me was more of a time to hang out with my friends. At home, I don't recall us praying together as a family, and I don't even remember even talking about God. By my late teens, and for almost the next 20 years, I didn't go to church very often. But that all changed 2 years ago when I met Micah. On our first date, we spent a lot of time talking. We had both been previously married, and so we decided that if we were going to start seeing each other, we were going to basically put all of our cards out on the table. We talked for hours. We talked about what we liked, what we didn't like. We talked about our previous marriages. We talked about what was important to us and what we were looking for in a partner. Micah had mentioned that his relationship with God was really important to him. And to be honest, that scared me because I didn't have a relationship with God. And in fact, the concept of having a relationship with God was very foreign to me. In the first month of dating, Micah asked me to come to church with him. And I said yes because I liked him and he had expressed how much this church meant to him. At the beginning, I was simply going through the motions of coming to church with him, just as I had done as a child. If I'm to be really honest, most Sundays I felt uncomfortable. At times, I even felt like a fraud because I did not feel close to God. I didn't know how to talk to him, and I didn't know how to have a relationship with him. I had been coming for about 2 to 3 months when joining worship. I remember getting really emotional, and this desire to know God washed over me, and I wanted to reaffirm that Jesus Christ is my salvation. Since then, my relationship with God has really grown, but it hasn't been easy for me. there are things from my past that I'm not proud of, and so I struggled for a really long time to understand why God would love me when I had all of this sin, and I hadn't made him a priority for a really long time in my life. I would often talk to Micah about this, and he would often remind me that none of us are perfect and that that's okay, that God still loves us. I'm often reminded of this by Chad's sermons, by the songs that we sing at worship, and even through the testimonies that you have all shared. So, we all struggle in our own ways, but that doesn't mean that God abandons us. I'm still learning how to have an intimate relationship with God, but every day I feel closer to him. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So today I'm getting baptized because I give my life to God and I want to live my life for God.
Some of Ann's friends and if there's family members here as well want to come around, you can come on up. And thank you, too, for your testimony, for sharing so openly with us. It's been great having you a part of our church, and it's a privilege for me to be able to baptize you this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Mike is going to pray for Anne this morning.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing Anne into my life and bringing her to be a part of this church with me. As Anne mentioned in her testimony, there's many things that you've brought before us here. I read from Matthew 3:13-17 about the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. I am not God by any means, but this is my wife, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." Thank you, Jesus, for bringing her into my life, and thank you for bringing her to your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Anne. Next, we're going to have Justin Bauman share his testimony. Be baptized as well. Justin, you want to come on up?
There you go. Thanks. As is sort of the theme of the day so far, I'm not terribly comfortable talking in front of people. I was told that if you just imagine everyone in their underwear, right, that you'd feel better. But, I mean, that's terribly awkward.
It's a little weird. Yeah.
It's a little weird. Yeah, so I don't have my glasses on right now, and I can't see any of you anyway. So, all right? Yeah, so my story starts out actually when I'm really young. If any of you were around at Easter time, I gave my testimony then. This is sort of a condensed version of that. I grew up with an alcoholic and abusive father, after a few years, we were able to escape from that. A few years later, I had a stepfather who was actually more abusive and in worse ways. Up until the time I was, 11, 12 years old, all I had really understood was really this just constant abuse and from someone who was supposed to be loving and supposed to care for you, and it left a lot of just lingering anger and doubt, and left me in a place that was just basically just constant hurt for years and years and years. But you know, luckily the Lord has blessed me with some self-sufficiency that helped me get through a lot of things. And unfortunately, I used that self-sufficiency to put up a shield and a block. And although I went through all these things, if you had come to know me later on in life, you would have never have guessed it. I was, I'd say, a pretty well-adjusted kid, actually. I was pretty involved in a lot of things, sports, and the biggest thing was I was actually involved in the church. Grew up in the church. I knew how to play the game. I was involved in a lot of things, music and leadership in the youth ministry. And you know, I followed along all of these things over and over and over again with the church, and I did all the things that I thought I was supposed to do, and yet I felt nothing. I still felt, this hurt that was still down deep inside that I was just kind of pushing away and not really dealing with. And that kept going on throughout my life. And, you know, I get to a place where I'm an adult, and I still don't really have any sort of real relationship with God. Again, I know how to do the church thing. I know, I understand how it works. And I follow all these things, and I'm thinking something's supposed to happen, and it never really does. And I think, you know what, if this isn't working for me, then I guess I got to do some other things in my life. And to gain happiness, to feel some peace. And so, you know, I strive towards being successful in life. And I go and I get myself a very great career. I marry a woman who I'm madly in love with. And we have two amazing children. I have this fantastic family. I have a great support around me. You know, you'd think, you know, I'm a happy guy, right? And you know, those things are fantastic, and I don't know what I would do without them. But yet, I'm still sitting here with this hole in my chest, it feels like, because something's missing. And I can't really describe what it is, you know? So, I'm in my, you know, late 20s at this point, and, well, really, late 20s and still feeling all of this, and I get to my early 30s and I'm still feeling it, and this is about two, three Christmases ago, I guess now, and I'm just sitting in my car driving home from work, and that's kind of my me time a lot of times. It's just where I can kind of sit and think about how the day went and how my life's going, and I was just overwhelmed with thinking about everything that's going on with my life and how there's just nothing there inside, and I feel sort of dead. And just out of nowhere, I just sort of looked up and I said, God, will you please help me? And there was a series of events that happened just in this drive home where I felt a peace come over me like I had never felt in my life. And I felt like, for once, I actually felt the touch of the Lord on my life. And I was thinking, okay, that was incredible. That was great. I wonder what I do now. And my brother, who had been attending this church for a while, and my niece was actually set to become baptized a couple of weeks later. The next day, he called me up and invited me to see her baptism. And I said, okay, that's a great idea. So we came, we attended that, and we never stopped coming back. So from that day, you know, it was actually my birthday 2 years ago, we've been attending the church here, and in that time, I feel like every day, every week, I just become closer and closer with the Lord. And I can feel my family getting there as well. I've met people here who can help me in my walk. And I'm not angry anymore. I'm happy all the time, actually. There's no hole. I finally feel like everything's there, you know? And so when Chad asked me if I would like to become baptized, and I thought, oh, man, I actually had one time before. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I had one when I was younger in the church, and it was a great experience. But I thought, you know, after all this time walking away and coming back, that, you know, this would be a great chance for me to declare, you know, my obedience to the Lord and just my declaration of thanks for saving me yet again. And a declaration that though, you know, I'm going to have struggles just like all we all do, I'm going to continue in that walk. So thank you. Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
If Justin's family, friends, want to come on up, be great. Justin, it's been awesome to watch you grow over the last couple of years. Cool to see God reach out to you in that way, meet you in that moment. It's Justin. It's in your testimony, your confession of faith. It's my privilege to be able to baptize you this morning. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. And the name of the Holy Spirit. Carol, Justin's mom's going to pray for him.
Oh, Father, my heart is just overflowing right now that as you have saved my life, you have also saved the lives of my children. Mm. I thank you so much for the gentle and tender spirit that Justin has, that you have drawn him close to your heart. Father, I pray that you would just draw him ever closer, that in this step and every day of his life that he would be so close to you that he would never have to guess what your will is for his life, Lord, that he would just know, that you would just so saturate him with your spirit and guide him, and that he would be the father that he never experienced, and that his children would grow strong and mighty in you, Lord, that they would become warriors for Christ. I just thank you, Lord, for his life. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Congratulations.
I'm going to head up on stage.
Yeah, man. One more baptism and testimony this morning. That's Tracy Smith. So, Tracy, if you want to come on up, she'll share her story with us. Go on this side. You can stay here.
Here?
Yeah, we can switch it up. It's okay. Good.
Sorry, I forgot to take off my insulin pump, and Lauren's like, "Your pump," and I'm like, "Don't want to dunk that. That'd be very bad."
Hold okay. The mic up.
Oh, sorry. All right. So, my name's Tracy. I just started coming here a few months ago. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. But I grew up in a very amazing, very loving, very supportive family. They were raised Catholic, though. Through certain situations, they decided that they no longer believed in organized religion. Because of this, I was raised not knowing God. My best friend Lauren and her family went to church, and every week watching them with their religion, it caused me to become curious about God. Who is God? What is Christianity, and why is it different from other religions? So Lauren and her family, they started taking me to church. I loved the energy, I loved the people, loved everything about it. However, when I was 12 or 13, some things happened, and it caused me to think that I don't believe in organized religion either. I stopped going to church, and I questioned everything. I even questioned God. I questioned if he was real, questioned my religion. I struggled for many years with my religion and my belief in God. Lauren, she always stood by my side, as well did my mom. She watched me struggle. She watched me struggle with my faith. And she was always there for me. And when she knew the time was right, she talked to me about MCC and asked me to come with her. I really wasn't sure. I didn't know if I wanted to come, if I was ready. I knew that for many years I wanted to come back to church, but I was scared. My daughter started asking me about God. She asked me about church and was very curious. So because of that, one Sunday I decided, you know what, let's just go. So here I am. I came back, and that Sunday, the sermon that Chad gave was everything that I had needed to hear. I left here crying tears of complete joy. I cried all day long. I couldn't believe I let myself go so many years without God, without feeling God. And I couldn't believe I let myself forget him. Even though I left God, he never left me. There was always times that I felt him, because for years I felt that pull to come back. I had lost my way, but now that I'm back, there was a light in me I didn't know was there. And now my daughter has found a place that she loves to go every Sunday. She now gets to share the love of God with me, and that means more to me than words can express. God has always been by my side, sorry. It just took me some time to realize that, and now that I have, it feels amazing. It truly, truly feels amazing. I just want to be a better person, a better mom, a better daughter, a better friend, and I just want to live and serve through God. My darkest days are lit when God's love is there and he can carry me through anything. I just want to continue to grow in my religion and to grow with God. I'm so blessed that I get to do that with my two amazing kids, my best friend, and all of the wonderful people that I've met here. I can't thank you enough for letting me be a part of this place and for being a part of my spiritual growth, especially you, Lauren, because no matter what, you have always encouraged me, and you have never given up on me, even when I gave up on myself so many times. And there's a passage from Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not be drowned. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Amen.
So, friends and family, want to come on up, Tracy? It's warm. Tracy. I'm so excited you've come be part of this church. It's been great to see you grow, get to know you a little bit more and more. And we're excited to travel this journey with you as well. And so it's my privilege and joy to be able to baptize you this morning in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And Lauren is going to pray. Tracy.
All right. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for my beautiful friend Tracy. Thank you for her heart, and thank you for her willingness to share her testimony with us today and just be baptized in her faith and just live for you, God. I just ask you just to fill her with your peace and just instill a fire in her that allows her just to live for you, God, and just share the truth that you give. Father, I'm just so thankful for her, and just please let her be overjoyed today. In your name, amen.
Amen. Go. Thank you. The worship team coming up. I'm going to wrap up here. These mornings are awesome. Just a great testimony of what God has done in their lives. And hopefully, even in your life, you've been reflecting on how God has met you in those places. And if you haven't, I pray that God would speak to you and that you'd run towards him. And there's a lot of testimonies this morning about folks who said, they're wrestling with, do I run or not? And I just pray that through that, you would have the courage to and the faith to step towards God this morning as he reaches out to you. And so this morning we're celebrating, or we're honoring our third anniversary as we move into this fourth year. And I've been doing a lot of reflecting over the last just month or so, just what God's been doing, and just been so grateful. And I just feel like my heart's been full of gratitude for the people that have been here and helped create this environment for McBick, who the church that planted us 3 years ago. And so, I asked myself, like, why do we do this? Why did we start a new church 3 years ago? Why did McBick, a church just 2 miles down the road, send people over here to start a new community? And what you saw is the reason why that investment was made. Just for another open door, another opportunity to develop community, to share the love of Christ with people so they can meet him and have their lives transformed by him. And that's why we exist as a church. We're not trying to do anything different or prove anything else. We just want people to experience the love of God in a powerful way, be transformed by it, and have a group of people around them that they can walk and travel through life with. Because that's what we all need. And so that's why we're here. That's why we meet each and every week, to celebrate that, to come together, to worship him, to grow together, to share in our struggles. And I hope even just you heard that too. Just one of our values is that we want to just be open and transparent and honest with one another. We're not trying to put on a show with one another. Now, that's really a value of ours, is to be authentic and real. Because the reality is, we all walk through stuff. We all go through ups and downs. And so it's important for us to be honest and share that with one another and pray and support and grow together. And so that's why we're here. That's why we meet. And we also like cupcakes, so that's good too. So I just want to pray. I want to thank the five folks who were baptized this morning for taking that step, for sharing that commitment with all of us that you've made. And we're here for you. We want to journey with you in that. And thank you all for being here too and supporting this moment. And so let me pray, and then we're gonna worship together one more time. So if you want to stand with me, and also Brittany Martinson is going to do a dance down front here, just another way to express worship and love for God, and just through a gift that God has given her. So let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for this powerful testimonies. Thank you for the lives of these people. Lord, for reaching out to each of them in just different ways and unique ways, putting people in their life as family or friend or whatever that is, Lord, just drawing each of them to yourself. And I pray for all of us that we would be drawn to you this morning, that we would run to you. Lord, I pray that our faith would grow, that we'd just surrender more and more of our lives and just experience more and more of you in our life. So we just give you praise. We thank you so much for who you are, for all you do. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. You're worthy of it all. And Lord, we just seek to give you glory with our lives. In your name, Lord, amen. And as we sing this song, if you want someone to pray for you, the prayer team is in the back. Maybe if you want to take that step.